2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes, and our top story on the 7 o'clock report is our winter weather. It just won't let up. More snow coming down this morning, making a mess of the drive in many locations. KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins us live from Layton, maybe one of the hardest hit areas. Adam?
Tim, thankfully right now the snow is easing up here in the Layton area. I remember about a half hour ago when I was coming up northbound through Centerville, Farmington, really thick snow, and I'm pretty sure I got right behind the cavalry as the plows, I think, made a round through as I made my way northbound, so the roads were looking a lot better. The thing that people, though, need to know with this kind of snow, it's not typical, obviously, here for Utah where we're used to drier snow. This is a waterlogged snow, some of the heaviest, wettest snow I've ever seen here living in the state. So it's important to know that it is very easy to hydroplane, spin around. I've already seen multiple cars spin out, one into the barrier northbound I-15 in Farmington just about a half hour ago. So it's important to take a couple extra minutes today. It's thankfully not as bad as it was earlier this week where we had just a torrential falling lake effect snow earlier this week where it really made a much worse drive on I-15. It is a doable drive today, but just remember to take that extra time. This snow can be particularly hazardous. Reporting live in Layton, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
You talk about the water content in that snow, Adam. Overnight, we had another garage roof collapse because of heavy snow in Mountain Green. That's in Morgan County. The fire department says the garage collapse also damaged part of the home and cut a gas line, and luckily no one was injured. Just a few weeks ago, a garage roof collapsed at a home just across the street from last night's collapse. We also got some new totals from our ski resorts overnight. Alta, Snowbird, Solitude, 20 new inches and counting. Brighton and Snow Basin, 16. Cherry Peak had 15. Sundance had 11 inches, just to name a few spots, and all of those are going to continue to create new record totals. A skier being credited with saving a snowboarder's life on Washington State's Mount Baker.
I caught this little, you know, flash of red out of the corner of my eye. And I knew it was kind of a weird thing to see because we're out of bounds. That's when I knew that, you know, I had to act.
Francis Zuber is sharing the dramatic helmet cam footage from earlier this month of himself digging out the man who's had fallen head first into a deep tree well. Zuber says he was skiing when he caught sight of the man's snowboard kicking out of the snow.
Presidential indictment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A Manhattan grand jury has indicted former President Trump on criminal charges, making him the first current or former president to be indicted. We're also learning this morning that Mr. Trump will likely surrender earlier next week. ABC's Jim Dolan begins our team coverage from outside the criminal court in Lower Manhattan.
It's absolutely unprecedented.
Shauna Lloyd is a lawyer, and she says the case is so extraordinary, there's no way to predict how it will unfold.
Will a plea deal be offered? Those are all things that we don't know yet. And so once we know those, then we'll have a little bit more information as to how this is really going to end.
Because we don't yet know what the charges are against Mr. Trump, we don't yet know what the penalty is that he could face if he's convicted of those charges. But there could well be significant jail time associated with them.
Dolan reports the former president will surrender to the district attorney's office in Manhattan, where he'll have to sit for a booking photo. He'll be fingerprinted and give the court a DNA sample before being arraigned before a judge. We're also hearing this morning from an adult film actress at the center of the investigation.
Stormy Daniels reacted to the indictment, tweeting, "I have so many messages coming in that I can't respond and don't want to spill my champagne." Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. coming to his father's defense, calling the charges communist level.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The NYPD has ordered every officer on their force to report for duty this morning following the indictment.
I think the day that we're most concerned about is the day that Donald Trump surrenders.
Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says spots around the city will be tightly monitored through aviation and rooftop observation. By the way, the former president's attorney saying that's likely to be Tuesday next week. Reaction to former President Trump's indictment is pouring in here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson continues our team coverage.
Senator Mike Lee says this is not a good day for America. Former Utah Congresswoman Mia Love says Thursday's indictment may strengthen the former president's support.
For Trump's base, this is just validation that the former president was right in believing that this is a witch hunt.
And former Congressman Jason Chaffetz on Fox News Thursday night says the indictment is fundamentally wrong.
I think it's a made-for-Twitter event. I think it was a promise that Alvin Bragg made a promise to do. I think it's bait to have MAGA Republicans overreact to incite some sort of violence.
Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. We go back to you, Andy.
Well, now apparently some debris from an avalanche is closing Big Cottonwood Canyon around the mouth of the canyon. So Big and Little are going to both be closed, a Little for avalanche control. Weber Canyon's finally open, but there's still quite a bit of backup on both Highway 89 and I-84 at the mouth of the canyon. And then I-15 looks pretty messy and snowy from Layton all the way into Centerville. Plus a northbound crash in Centerville making things difficult. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 7:06. We have developing news this morning, and we continue to keep an eye on this story of a Wall Street Journal journalist, Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia on espionage charges.
It's extremely similar to the case of Paul Whelan, the former American Marine who was seized by Russia and also charged with espionage back in 2018. And those charges, his family in the USA, are fabricated in order to keep Paul Whelan as a hostage and to use him basically as a bargaining chip. And we've seen this in recent years, that Russia has become bolder and bolder about taking Americans hostage in order to try and trade them for Russians who are held in America.
ABC's Patrick Grevel says this is the first arrest of a U.S. journalist by Moscow since the Cold War. A new drug that's emerging as a serious danger across the United States is now cropping up in Utah. Here's KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell.
You might not know what xylazine is. It's a non-opioid animal tranquilizer that the cartels are cutting with other drugs like fentanyl or cocaine.
It has no boundaries, and so it may be a teenager in a high school or younger. It might be an unhappy housewife. It affects everybody.
Special agent of the DEA Dustin Gillespie told me it only costs around $5 to $20 a kilo. He says it also doesn't show up on testing strips, which means people could be taking it without even knowing. Hugo Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
There's been a big increase in the use of ADHD medications. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
In the first year of the pandemic, a 10% increase among adults filling prescriptions for stimulant drugs mostly used to treat ADHD. This according to estimates from a new CDC report. They also found a notable increase for teen and adolescent girls and older adults. The report comes as the U.S. is currently in a shortage of the generic version of Adderall. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
Could be getting harder to find a great deal on a used car. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
For about a year, we've been watching as the brakes were applied to used car prices. They were almost, for many prospective buyers, affordable. But now it seems they're hitting the gas again. Black Book, which tracks the cost of vehicles, says prices are up about $700 this month to an average of just over $28,000. And yes, you can blame supply and demand. So many buyers have been priced out of the new car market that fewer trade-ins are landing on dealer lots. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It was quite a scene yesterday afternoon as hundreds of protesters packed into the Tennessee Capitol to demand action from lawmakers following the school shooting in Nashville. Among the protesters was Aldane Brooks, whose son was killed in the 2018 Nashville Waffle House shooting.
You're not safe anywhere you go, not at school, not at work, not anywhere. And that's not what it should be like in America.
The demonstrators demanded new gun safety legislation, including red flag laws and background checks. 7:09, time for us to get a look at emergency traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. You said another avalanche situation, Andy.
Yeah, just getting some information on that, that there was some debris and avalanche right at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon. So I can't tell for sure if they've closed it. I definitely see huge delays going up towards the S curve in Big Cottonwood Canyon. But at the moment, I guess it's technically open. You just can't get past the slide. Little's closed for avalanche control. Parley's has been open all morning, but because of snowy conditions, they've been requiring chains, four-wheel drives, and it has been long drive times through the canyon. Weber Canyon closed for about an hour or so. It is open now for at least one lane going into the canyon. Very icy conditions up through Mountain Green. The North Ogden Divide is closed because of an avalanche, and Brigham City to Park City, Brigham City to Logan, you can go through Sardine Canyon if you're on the Brigham City side, but not if you're starting out on the Logan side. Heather?
And coming out of Davis County, southbound I-15, you need to double your commute time just to make it between Layton and Bountiful. Northbounders also have the same delays going northbound. Legacy Parkway, pretty slushy as well. A lot of spray kicking up from the tires. Now, the roads, most of them in the Salt Lake Valley are a bit wet, but much better driving conditions. And Twilla County is dry. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 is still moving along at a normal rate of speed. The wet roads haven't really affected anything down there. 20 minutes from Provost University Avenue up to a point of the mountain, and continuing on through Draper, Sandy, Murray, all the way to downtown Salt Lake City, I-15 continues to roll at a normal pace. Hillcrest Bank knows how important your hard-earned money is to you. With their Insured Sweep program, you have full FDIC insured protection on all your personal and business deposits. Learn more at HillcrestBank.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. Snow showers this morning with temperatures in the low to mid 30s. We'll keep snow showers in the forecast through the lunch hour. Temperatures by then in the upper 30s. Light and variable winds out of the northwest. As we move into the afternoon and evening, looks like a dry commute home, but we'll keep the mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Again, if you're just joining us, 20 inches of new snow up Little Cottonwood Canyon reported this morning. And right now in Salt Lake City, it's 37, so things are warming up a little bit. Just ahead, looking forward to a conversation with GOP chairman here in Utah, Carson Jorgensen. We'll talk to him about his feelings following the indictment of former President Donald Trump yesterday. Side effects from overprescribed antibiotics are creating a growing problem. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Dr. Harris Carmichael, assistant professor in the research department at Intermountain Health, did a study taking a look at just how big a problem this is.
We know that there are enough prescriptions for antibiotics in the United States to cover 85% of the population every year.
The study found that most doctors prescribe antibiotics when they aren't needed because they feel pressure from patients. But Carmichael says this can come back to haunt people.
How often did someone need to come back to see another doctor or get hospitalized or have even worse complications from antibiotics that maybe they never needed to start with?
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
In sports this weekend is the NCAA Final Four in both the men's and women's side. Tonight, the women's matchups will feature LSU and Virginia Tech, while South Carolina tries to take down the Iowa Hawkeyes. The men's tournament is tomorrow. FAU will take on San Diego State, and then UConn faces Miami. The Utah Red Rocks gymnastics team is headed to the final round of the L.A. Regional. Both Miley O'Keefe and Jaden Rucker scored perfect 10s in a comfortable win for the Red Rocks in day two of the competition yesterday. They'll take on Washington coming up tomorrow. And a Utah State football player is publicly giving thanks just a week after his heart stopped during spring practice. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the update. Peter?
Tim, a week after Josh Davis says his heart is still beating because of the trainers who gave him CPR in the EMTs at Logan Hospital. But his coach says Davis also has himself to thank for that.
I think about Thursday in a few different ways. Number one, how hard he fought. The entire time the trainers and the medical professionals were working on him, he never quit. He never quit. And had he quit, we'd be having a different conversation.
USU says the player's heart attack wasn't caused by a tackle on the field. That separates him from Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin, who listeners might remember collapsed during a January 2nd NFL game after a hit to the chest. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, listen to this. If you love pickleball, you in your neighborhood may be an unstoppable force. That is sweeping the nation. It's even attracting former Wimbledon winners like former self-described pickleball hater John McEnroe. The tennis champion will be competing in a Florida tournament with a cash prize of, are you ready, $1 million. He'll be joined by other tennis stars such as Andre Agassi, Andy Roddick, and Michael Chang. The creator of the modern mobile phone is talking about the changes he's seen in the past 50 years. The 94-year-old invented the 2.5-pound Dynatac phone back in 1972. Now the engineer tells the AFP news agency he's devastated by the mass use of smartphones for entertainment. He still has hopes, however, in the ability of smartphones to benefit lives through education and health care. KSL News Time is 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
more snow just in time for your morning drive. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Utah's politicians are weighing in on the indictment of former President Trump. Senator Mike Lee posted a statement on Twitter saying, quote, "This is not a good day for America." Third, keeping a very close eye on a rough commute this morning with traffic and weather together.
Well, I-15's only at its worst between Layton and Centerville, although both directions are backed up. But it's the canyons that are all problems this morning. An avalanche in Big Cottonwood Canyon, an avalanche on the North Ogden Divide. We've got a little closed for avalanche control already. And then Weber Canyon has just reopened from being closed for a while. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow and afternoon clouds. Look for a high of 47. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 37 in Salt Lake City with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A grand jury in New York City voted to indict former President Donald Trump, but the charges are still under seal. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside of the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more on what comes next.
The indictment handed up by the grand jury remains sealed until former President Trump appears here for arraignment. That's expected early next week. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office had hoped for security reasons that Trump would appear here now, but his legal team is negotiating for a Tuesday appearance, and it has to be arranged with the police and the U.S. Secret Service.
One member of that legal team, attorney Joe Tacopina, tells ABC's Good Morning America that no campaign finance crimes were committed.
If the payment was made with personal funds, and it would have been made irrespective of the candidate's campaign, it's outside of campaign finance, and clearly that's what you have here.
This stems from a probe into payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels in 2016. President Biden did not comment on the indictment. He and the First Lady are en route to Mississippi. They'll see the damage in Rolling Fork from last week's deadly tornadoes. He'll also announce that the federal government's going to cover the full cost of state emergency measures for the next 30 days. The president did call for the release of American journalists detained in Russia on espionage charges. Evan Gershkovich of the Wall Street Journal's in custody, and former Deputy Secretary of Defense and ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy says he was arrested to set the stage for a prisoner swap.
I wouldn't doubt that Russia has completely fabricated these charges, and they essentially wanted some high-profile person like a Wall Street Journal journalist to really push their agenda, trying to get back some of their operatives that are detained overseas.
Wall Street Journal also denies the allegations. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be released from a hospital in Rome tomorrow. He's been treated for a respiratory infection since Wednesday. You're listening to ABC News.
Well, we were hoping to be able to connect with Utah GOP Chairman Carson Jorgensen. It doesn't look like we'll make that connection this hour, but we'll take advantage of that time to get a better look at roads. Let me just tell you that former President Trump's attorney making the circuit of the networks this morning and saying that the anticipation is that the former president will surrender in New York on Tuesday of next week. And much of what's being reported today is just simply speculation because we don't know what those charges in the indictment are. But when he surrenders, it will be made public and we'll know more next week. Of course, we'll continue to cover it here on KSL with the reaction to the indictment as well. Now at 7:19, let's get a look at what turns out to be emergency traffic and weather brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy.
Traffic on the freeways into canyons. Right now, Weber Canyon open. Only about one lane looks like it's being used, though. And so from South Weber up to Mountain Green, it's pretty much just inching along. We've got issues as well on Highway 89 going south right after the canyon. They've had that closed between there and SR 193 for essentially the whole morning. Ogden Canyon's open. The North Ogden Divide is closed because of an avalanche going into Sardine Canyon from Brigham City. It's allowed, but if you're coming from Logan to Brigham City, that is still closed. Parley's Canyon open, but really bad shape for eastbounders, essentially from the quarry all the way up over the summit. Heather?
Well, the road conditions are a little bit better through Davis County if you're on I-15. At least the snow has melted. It's still very wet and a bit slushy, though, so that doesn't mean you should be traveling at freeway speeds. In fact, right now it's mostly stop and go from Hillfield Road in Layton all the way into the Centerville area. Northbounders are also struggling to get between Centerville and Farmington. We've had reports of several slide-offs in that area. If you get into the Salt Lake Valley, the roads are not quite as slushy, but they are very wet. Still a lot of spray kicking up from tires. Eric.
And it's wet through Provo Canyon. Still got a crash on the board about a mile east of the Sundance turnoff if you're heading through the mountains this morning. Down in Utah County, I-15 continues to be pretty good shape. 22 minutes from Springville to Point of the Mountain. And it's another 18 or 19 minute drive if you're going from the Point of the Mountain northbound 15 all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. UDOT construction alert. Southbound I-15 will close for 3 nights starting Friday between Farmington and Centerville. All southbound lanes will be closed each night for bridge construction. So use Legacy Parkway as an alternate. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. How about some morning snow today? High of 47 by afternoon. Cloudy skies. 56 partly cloudy for your Saturday. Sunday we go 55, mostly cloudy, with a chance for PM showers. And Monday, snow likely. High of 40. Snow showers lingering into Tuesday, 37. We go mostly cloudy on Wednesday, 38. And then Thursday, how about partly cloudy, 44. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
My buddy Vaughn, who's been on the roads up there in Davis and Weber County, said maybe you ought to just tell people, because he's speaking from experience, that if you're in Davis or Weber County, you just stay home for a little while and let this whole thing sort itself out before you get yourself stuck in some problems on the roads out there. 37 degrees this hour.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.